ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. It's time for the emergency break of the week.
If you have a romantic story to tell Ben Bridge, or to tell,
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
He lost sight of his eyes when he was, or in his eyes. I guess lost.
What does that mean? You okay?
He lost his vision.
By a wheels-off comment.
It says room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
A wheels-off comment.
Yeah, Romo.
Or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the little ticket.
The ticket.
Awesome. The best of Ryan's there. Just Breaks brings you the e-break here at 7:58. We'll get to what happened to the Rangers in Game 5 yesterday in Detroit and look ahead to Game 6 coming up here at 8:15. But right now we give you three candidates and you get to vote on them at 214-787-1310. Well, I don't think it'd be fair to have an ALCS edition of the Emergency Break of the Week and not include something from For the Championship, from Fox 4. They actually gave us two of the candidates this week. Starting with this mishmash, now this has not one e-break, but about eight e-breaks and about a minute's worth of time. And amazingly, if you watch that show, that's what Heather Hayes and Steve Eager will deliver pretty much daily on that For the Championship as they talk baseball. Now, we don't have to go the full minute eight of this or whatever it is. So if you want, if you can't take any more, just call for the fair catch, say stop. And we'll stop it. But listen to them just yank the e-brake back and forth on For the Championship.
And the ballpark as well. So it is just lovely out here.
All right, now I think we have, okay, you want to go with starting pitchers or we want to show some of that Rangers video? Okay, we got some Rangers video coming up later, but let's talk about the starting pitchers matchup tonight. And again, it's a tough draw because there is really, I don't think there's any tougher pitcher in baseball than Justin Verlander.
Than Verlander, yeah.
Verlander is a I like this kind of pitcher, a power pitcher. The guy can throw 100 miles an hour all game long.
He's got a
12-6 curveball that's devastating. He's got changeup. His ball moves. It's crazy. But he's going up against C.J.
Wilson.
That's
right.
Your favorite pitcher on the Rangers staff.
That's right.
He lost game one of the ALDS.
Okay.
Didn't have as good stuff, but
that's all right.
But he's their ace here, and I think he'll be ready. He's very loose. He enjoys the moment, and so this is his moment.
Well, I tell you what, one of the things that Washington has said, Wash has said, is that, I know, right?
You're so slick.
Listen,
so
I'm trying
slick.
To be, you, this is the lingo, right? I talk BP,
no,
I talk Wash.
Okay, I can't take
that,
it.
You know what, he said that it's you know, kind of a different team.
I can't take it anymore.
It goes on for like another 20 seconds.
You know what the problem is there? It's Heather Hayes. She can't go 3 seconds without saying something. She has to interrupt Steve Eager every 3 seconds.
That's right. This is 3 seconds, huh?
Mental thing is...
Why is she such a nervous talker? Why can't she just sit back, let Steve make his point, then she gets her turn?
You stopped it before we got to hear her big point about C.J. Wilson.
Yeah, why are you stopping it?
Don't you want to hear that?
Sure. I do.
All right, fast forward in there, Jer. And yeah, because she makes a point about how they beat Tampa and then how that relates to Game 1 with the Tigers and Rangers.
You know what? This is not as celebratory as they were last year because, listen, they know they still had work to do. So, yes, they celebrated. But, you know, with C.J. Wilson, maybe the whole mental thing is just...
I'm liking it. I'm liking it. And we'll check in with Mike Ducey for more of the pitching matchups.
Right,
it's coming up. But Brandon Todd has been on the ground.
Yes. You know, she broke it down
fans,
for you right there.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good analysis.
She was going nowhere.
And she finally stopped herself. But, okay, well... And then Steve Eager said he was loving that. I'm loving it.
But why? Okay, why doesn't Fox 4 just do a favor and just run a test pattern for a couple hours before the game?
George had the best point. They have Ducey, a true professional. Now Ducey probably doesn't like us saying this because it's just heaping more work on him. Just let him handle it.
Yes.
Let him handle it, and then throw it back to Steve and Heather in the newsroom at the desk. For today's news, tell us what the stock market did and what's going on in the Middle East and maybe some reaction from Ranger fans. But they don't need to be running the show when it's sports intensive.
It's awful.
And it's so funny watching Ducey trying to cover over that cat litter.
Well, speaking of Mike Ducey, he is candidate number two because broadcasting on For the Championship would drive anyone crazy. It got Ducey to drop an F-bomb just two short days ago. Let's listen.
Well, everybody wondered about Adrian Beltre and whether he'd be able to go today. He fouled the pitch off the knee last night. He said he's good to go. He said that after the game last night. Ron Washington said he looked a lot better today. So it will be Beltre in the five hole and playing third base. Michael Young still batting fourth, and he's playing first base today. We'll hear from Young coming up in a moment. But, you know, as I've said several times, Beltre said it may affect his ability to run the bases just a little bit. But overall at the plate, it shouldn't bother him too much, and he hopes in the field as well.
What are you talking about?
At least he didn't skip a beat.
Well, that was a great job of running down the lineup, too. That was the other thing. He was supposed to run down the Ranger lineup there, and I guess he couldn't see it from Detroit, so... He dropped an F-bomb. Candidate number three comes to us from the Hardline. This was yesterday during Game 5. And this is Major Market Radio, right?
Kind of.
Top five market, okay. Well,
a Cumulus Station.
Somehow we lost power out there at their remote. And they didn't cover for it very well, including when it was time to pitch it back to Corby and Mike. And listen how Danny, Sean... Who else is up there? Michael Krennic? Is that who that is up there?
Who knows?
I think it was Matt McLaren.
Or Matt McLaren, yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, Matt McLaren. Let's give this a listen.
Somebody knows.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well, she was asked that. You want me to tell you what she said?
No.
Awesome. Uh-oh. Nice double play by Beltre. What happened?
I don't know. I think we just lost him. Let me call Killer.
Call Killer.
All right.
Hey, Seabass. Would you like to do some pre-game?
He can't hear you.
Sean.
He doesn't have his headphones on.
CJ's got to get rid of the soul. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hello.
Can they hear us?
Oh, my God. Guys.
It'd be silly to have the talk back working.
Hello.
Really?
Really, man?
They should call in on their phones.
Guys.
I'm glad they're on headset.
No, they all walked off. I'll go get them. Hold on.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete, for letting me yap on the air for 45 seconds.
Yeah, let's just go away whenever.
Let's take a break from Pete's lunch while he goes to find the hard line.
So, first pitch fastball,
and,
huh?
Yes.
And we're still going to broadcast.
Yes,
today, huh?
You're back.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Well, you guys need to stay on the air.
So Pete's pretty solid there.
What?
Listen to all that and just sitting there.
He was sitting there smiling, I'm sure.
Why did Mike and Corby only give it 10 seconds before they walked away?
Well, we shortened it just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay. A little bit, but not much. They did put down the sets.
Maybe 30 seconds.
All right, so those are your three candidates for the championship. F-Bomb Ducey or the Hardline, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break
of
the week?
Hey, I'm calling in for the e-break.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'd like to make a responsible vote, but I'm afraid that Heather Hayes would interrupt me, and you just lost the listener.
No, oh, okay. Man. Dang it. There's a for the championship vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for e-break.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
I don't get it. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, this is the pig. I'd like to place a super classy vote for Steve Eager. And
hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Jeez.
Good night, I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey. Even though it's
ma'am. Hey, by the way, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Junior. Really appreciate that. I want to vote for the hard line, just so you know. Love you.
Love
Go
you,
right
too.
There.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Give it to Heather Sugar Lips Hayes.
Okay.
Sugar Lips, right?
All right, yeah, I think that's what he said. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. I'm going to vote for the hard line and Danny, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
All right, same
thing is going on.
All right, thing, girl. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
All these candy asses, but the responsible votes need to shut the hell up. Vaginal sauce porn bar.
Charge. The one time you've been remotely funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The hard line.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Georgie's 72-ounce colon baby, and you just lost a listener.
Well, you did too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Mike and Corby.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Tim Vandergriff loves Steve Eager.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Ducey's prosthetic penis, and you just lost another listener.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, Gorge. Hey, John. Greg.
Hey.
I want a responsible vote for the hard line.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. I can't believe the championship didn't win.
Can't either.
5-4, the hard line wins it, and we don't have time to listen to that whole thing, do we?
No.
How many is that for the hard line?
Well, doesn't that go to Smiling Pete?
Yeah.
You know, just sitting there. I'm giving
it Mike
to Smiling.
And Corby don't deserve
eating
it.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Smiling Pete. It's his second win, by the way.
Yeah, he's wrecked a lot of things along the way. All right, it's 8:09.